Line.
Nugget and Al's What's My Line?
Look, this is an interesting stage of the games because it's 30-25 in favour of Alana. Hello, Alana.
Hello.
Welcome back, mate.
Thank you.
But you don't particularly enjoy this game, do you? Movie lines.
I just feel like I enjoy it. It's not my strength. It doesn't enjoy me.
This isn't your strongest discipline of the five.
Whereas Nugget, on the other hand, is a bit of a movie nerd.
But I've got to pull my finger out because I'm five behind, which isn't that much. But Alana's only 20 points away from the promised land.
I rely a lot on just recognising the actors' sound of their voice and trying to figure out what movie they've been in.
Yeah. Rather than
just knowing it. So that's my strategy.
If we need a clue from Albie, we get 1 point. If we don't need a clue, well, that's usually the best policy. Notice how even when I'm not sure, I don't ask you for a clue anymore. I just guess
I think I've got clues,
the points.
I think this is an easy game. I don't think you'll need any help.
That's good. Ladies
first, as always. Your first movie to identify Alana.
Listen up, please. Next, we are going to steal.
Pause for effect.
Have we had this one?
No, we have not.
I haven't had it, but it is Despicable Me.
So good.
Despicable Me.
And that's great.
Never seen Despicable Me.
Very good.
I was, as soon as I heard the voice, I was like, yep, I know what this is. And then as soon as I heard little in the background,
the
so I was like,
doing their thing.
Yeah.
What is the name of that evil character?
Gru.
Gru.
G-R-U.
Okay.
And the spin-off movie, the Minions movies, little yellow guys, are very funny as well.
Despicable Me, 2 points for you.
Yay.
Your first movie, Nug, and I've given you, because you always complain that I don't give you enough dialogue, I've given you 15 seconds of dialogue.
Junkie suburbans who buy leather outfits who think they're bikers.
Hey, we have a right to be
bikers.
You
don't have any right. Shut up. I knew you the minute I laid eyes
on you. You need any more?
No, I don't need any more. You know, it's really funny. I was literally talking about this movie on the weekend because my nephew, Seamus, has just bought a motorbike. And I sent him a picture of men's flame leather pants that I was going to buy him. But I love that movie. It's a funny movie, but you know the scene where they're riding along and
the birds,
they all get the bugs in their teeth and John Travolta's character's laughing and it gets hit in the face with a crow. I literally found that to show Digby and was hysterical for about 10 minutes. That's Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs. You seen that movie?
I have.
It's so funny when he gets hit by the bird. I don't know why. Oh, I love that.
And it's a good movie. It's a funny movie.
It's an okay movie, but seriously, do yourself a favor. When this is finished, just Google Wild Hogs Bird in the Face, and you can thank me later. Pull your car over because you will become incapacitated with laughter. Do it safely.
All right, second movie coming your way, Alana.
Ow! That's good. Bunny, try to wash it off. It's not coming off! This is a real tattoo!
Oh, totally ready to steal for 2 points.
Is it? Oh, no. I don't know. Is it Dude, Where's My Car? I don't know because they had that tattoo scene.
Oh, the lower back tattoos.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not Dude, Where's My Car? Two points.
Oh, this could be a crucial moment in the game. That's the Hangover 2.
The number 2.
Oh, of course.
When Stu gets the face tattoo in Bangkok.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, of course it is.
He wakes up in the bathtub and. Things
aren't great.
I'm so disappointed in myself.
This could potentially be a game-changing turnaround.
Ooh, and I think you might get this one. This is your second movie, The Nug Man.
It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I never said you were a superhero.
Didn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, good, because that would be outlandish and fantastic.
Were you just throwing it out there on the hope that I wouldn't recognize... Pound for pound, the star of the biggest movies of the last 15 years. That is Iron Man.
I am the man.
Is it Iron Man or is it Iron Man 2?
That's the final scene of Iron Man. When he admits that
he
is
says,
Iron Man.
When he says, I am Iron Man.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Mm.
Thanks for nitpicking, though.
Well, I watched Iron Man and Iron Man 2 like back to back like 2 weeks ago. So I'm like, well, actually, maybe it's Iron Man 2.
Would we like to hang it out there for the...
Well, let me have a look at the score. It's 6 points to 2 for Nugget, so...
Just to warn you, Alana, if I get this tiebreaker, I think I'll now be leading.
You will.
And I'm okay with that.
You're okay. I'm just putting it out there.
All right. And again, it will go...
to the death stare I'm getting across the desk here.
Okay, you know the story. Yell out your name when you think you know what this is.
If you're good at something, never Nugget. Do it for free.
Oh, he's so quick.
That is in his Academy Award-winning posthumous turn, Heath Ledger as the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. If you're good at something.
The kids in the lead again.
Don't do it for free.
If you're good at something, never do it for free. He was amazing in that too, wasn't he, Heath Ledger?
He was indeed. Like,
you can't take your eyes off him for that entire movie. He is absolutely amazing. The look I'm getting from Alana, like it's my fault.
It was a handy victory for you today. 8 points to 2, which means overall tally is Alana 32 and Nugget 33.
That's okay.
Only won the difference.
That's okay.
Neck and neck battle.
I'm just saying, you led by 8.
Be humble.
That's a big turnaround.
Be humble. You're sounding.
I'm just saying, it's a big turnaround.
Theme Weavers tomorrow are TV themes.
Certainly is. We'll see you then, Lady Alana.
See you then.